Kitzbühel, Chamonix, Cortina, and Park City all have something in common. And so does Whitefish, Bozeman, and Crested Butte. All were named one of the top 25 ski towns in the world by National Geographic Adventure, which said of Park City that it has established itself as one of the premier ski towns in America. The article reads that Park City is the home to the U.S. ski team, three sprawling resorts, and Utah's feathery desert dry powder. It gives a comprehensive write-up on each of the top 25 ski towns. It lists in no particular order. The publication got help from a local in each of the 25 ski towns. In the case of Park City, National Geographic spoke with Dory Pratt, a local artist and ski instructor who has lived in town since she was 5 years old. She recommends a few of her favorite haunts for those who come to town, saying when you're not skiing or riding and need a rest day, visit the Park City Museum or, of course, the Sundance Film Festival. Maybe that's why the article got the byline that describes Park City as the place to go for, quote, cinephile families with a range of abilities. Named as classic ski runs were Park City Mountain Resort's Payday Run and Deer Valley's Perseverance. For nightlife, Legends at Legacy Lodge for après-ski and No Name Saloon on Main Street for nighttime. The publication calls Park City Mountain Resort the, quote, right there option, Deer Valley, quote, unapologetically upmarket, and Canyons Resort the, quote, ever-expanding upstart. It lists places to frequent on any budget, from Chateau Après for a lodging deal to the Montage on the other end, from El Chubasco to the Mariposa in Silver Lake Village for either end of the dining budget. It also picks up on a current issue in Park City, saying it's infamously called No Parking City during the Sundance Film Festival. The article names some likely and unlikely ski resort towns throughout the world, from the glitz we've all heard of, like Aspen and Zermatt, to lesser knowns like Whitefish, Wanaka, Fernie, and North Conway, New Hampshire. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.